Good afternoon, everybody. The parsha this week at the beginning of the parsha tells us about the requirement to observe Shabbos, and it makes reference to a specific malacha, namely the malacha of Havara, not to kindle a fire on Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Lo sevaru ish b'chol moshevoseichem b'yom haShabbos." You're not allowed to start a fire in all of your dwelling places on the day of Shabbos. And famously, the Gemara in many places notes a machlokas between the Tanoim, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan, whether this pasuk comes have to say havara l'lav yatzas or havara l'chalik yatzas. According to Rabbi Yossi, basically the Tanoim are addressing the question: why did the Torah specify the malacha of havara? Why did it take out the malacha of havara from the rest of the 39 malachos? After all, the Torah doesn't specify other malachos. It doesn't tell us not to be zoreya or not to be kotzer, not to plant or not to harvest. It just tells us in general the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, lo sa'aseh kol malacha. We're not allowed to do any malacha on Shabbos. So why is it the case that the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel tells us in specific that we're not allowed to do the malacha of havara? So that was a machlokas between the Tanoim, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yossi says, Havara l'lav yatzas. The reason why the Torah specified the malacha of Havara was to tell you that it's different from all of the other malachos. Whereas for all of the other malachos, if one does the malacha b'shogeg, he brings a chatas, and if he does it b'mezid, then he's punished either by karis or skila. When it comes to the malacha of havara, if one does that malacha, even b'mezid, he's not punishable by karis or skila, but rather just by malchus. Havara l'lav yatzas. Malach of Havara is subject only to Malkos, not to Karis or Skila. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. However, Rabbi Nasan says, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Lechalik Yatzas. The Malach of Havara comes to teach us something else. The reason why the Torah specifies the Malach of Havara was not to distinguish between the level of punishment subject to the Malach of Havara and the level of punishment that applies to other Malachos, but rather to tell us, Havara Lechalik Yatzas, that for each and every Malach that one does on Shabbos, he is Chayav, a separate and distinct punishment. That is to say that if one does the malacha of, let's say, Havara, and then the malacha of Zriya, and then the malacha of Ketzira, all in one fell swoop, meaning all without knowing about the malachos of Shabbos, so he's going to be chayav to bring three chataos. He will have to bring three separate korbanos chatos for each one of those malachos. And the Torah teaches us that by singling out the malacha of Havara from the rest of the set of 39 malachos. This is called the concept of chiluk malachos, the distinction of malachos, meaning to say that each malacha carries its own weight. When one performs multiple malachos on Shabbos, then he must bring a separate korban chatos for each malacha that he does. So it's interesting, from the Gemara in Shabbos and the Ayin Amad Aleph, there are actually other sources that are noted by the Amoraim and also Tanoim as to the source for Chiluk Malachos. What we just mentioned, that according to Rabbi Nasan, the source for Chiluk Malachos is Havara, Havara Lechalik Yatzas. But there are other sources that are mentioned in the Gemara. Shmuel mentions the pasuk Mechalaleha Mos Yumas, the pasuk from last week's parsha in Parshas Kisisa, Mechalaleha Mos Yumas, that pasuk basically comes to teach that one is chayav for each malacha that he does. Rabbi Yossi also says, Ve'asa me'achas mehena. Why did the pasuk use the language of me'achas, achas mehena? So it's in order to teach us also that chiluk malachos, one is chayav for each one of the malachos that he performs on Shabbos. So in total, we have three separate suggestions as to the source for this concept, for this principle of chiluk malachos. According to Shmuel, it comes from the pasuk mechalaleha mos yumas. According to Rabbi Nasan, it comes from the pasuk of havara lo sevaru eish havara lechalik yatzas. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it comes from the pasuk of asa me'achas mehina, that usage of terminology me'achas mehina comes to tell you that you're chayav for each one of the malachos that you do on Shabbos. So I'd like to ask a couple of questions in light of this principle of chiluk malachos. The first one, relating back to the point that we just discussed, is what's the difference between these multiple sources for chiluk malachos? Are these just different ways of darshaning the psukim to get to this principle, to reach our ultimate objective, our ultimate goal, to know that chiluk malachos is the principle that guides Shabbos, namely that one is chayav for each malacha that he does on Shabbos, or is there some fundamental difference between each of these mekoros? That's question number one. The second question is, what's the nature of this principle of chiluk malachos? And what motivates that question is an apparent tension between the principle of Chilek Malachos and another pasuk that we've mentioned already during the Chabur, namely the pasuk of Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha. And the tension is how to characterize the set of the 39 malachos on Shabbos. We know from the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel, that there are 39 activities, 39 performances or actions that we're not allowed to partake of on Shabbos. And the question is whether to view this set as one set, meaning there's one set of avos malacha. There's the pasuk says lo sa'asa kol malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. And then in Torah Shabbat Peh, we learn that malacha includes 39 different activities. Or should we say, no, it's not that we can't do malacha, but rather we can't do 39 different things on Shabbos. We can't do zriya, we can't do ketzira, we can't do harisha, v'chule v'chule. So do we view the set of malachos as one set with 39 different manifestations, or do we view it more as 39 different avos malacha? Rashi in Masechah Sanhedrin on Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis relates to the 39 avos malacha, and he calls them shemos muchlakin, which is a phrase borrowed from Krisos terminology, where essentially what Rashi is trying to say is that each one of the avos malacha, zriya, ketzira, v'chule, each one has its own shame. Each one has its own status, is considered, it constitutes its own category. That type of terminology very much suggests that we should view the avos malacha as 39 distinct and separate actions that are prohibited to do on Shabbos. Almost as if the Torah specified 39 different avos malacha, 39 different prohibitions. That is in stark contrast to the simple interpretation of the pasuk of lo sa'asa kol malacha, which seems to suggest that the Torah prohibits just one thing on Shabbos. That one thing is malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Then you have to ask a secondary question as to what constitutes malacha, what's included in the category of malacha. And Kam Chazalan explained that the 39 malachos derived from the Mishkan, or from the 39 instances of the word malacha in the Psukim, that all of those are included in the one category of malacha. So we seem to have a tension as to whether to view the set of malachos as one or as 39. And the question is, how does that relate to the nature of the concept and the principle of chiluk malachos? And we'll come back to that question in just a moment. The third question is to ask what the practical consequences would be for the precise characterization of the set of the avos malacha. We just got finished saying that there are two fundamentally different ways to view the set of avos malacha, either as one that are 39, or rather just 39. Do you have a set of one of malacha that has 39 manifestations, or you have a set of 39 different avos malacha? What are going to be the practical consequences as to how we define the set of avos malacha? So those are our three questions. Number one, what's the difference between the sources for chiluk malachos? Number two, what's the nature of this principle of chiluk malachos, and how does it connect to this tension between the lo sa'asa kol malacha, viewing malacha Shabbos as one category, or shemus muchlakin of Rashi, viewing malacha on Shabbos as 39 different categories? And number three, what are going to be the practical consequences as to how we view the precise characterization of avos malacha on Shabbos? So let's get started from our middle question, namely, what's the nature of chiluk malachos? So this was a machlokas between the Rishonim and the Achronim. There are different indications in the Rishonim and Achronim as to how to understand the nature of this concept of chiluk malachos. The Ritva, in a Hava Mina, he doesn't hold this way actually lemaskana, but I'm just picking it out because his expression in the Hava Mina is most poignant. So he says that he wonders why chiluk malachos even requires a source. Why do we need a source to tell us that we are chayav for each and every malacha that we do on Shabbos? We should have known that just intuitively. We should have known that naturally. We don't need a source to tell us that. That's what the Ritva asks. And eventually he says, no, you really do need a source. But what was his question assuming? How would it make sense that we don't need a source for the principle of chiluk malachos? Based on what could we say that we don't need a source for chiluk malachos? So apparently what drives the Ritva's question is the assumption that chiluk malachos is a natural application of the way that we understand the avos malacha. How does that look? How can we explain such a notion? So apparently what drives the Ritva's question is the assumption that the avos malacha are really 39 different categories. It's as if the Torah specified 39 different malachos that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And if the Torah told you lo sa'asa kotzer, lo sa'asa zoreya, lo sa'asa bishul, v'chule v'chule, so then it's as if the Torah specified 39 different lavin, And if there were 39 different prohibited activities, then of course each one stands on its own. And therefore, chiluk melachos is just a natural consequence of the fact that there are 39 different melachos that we're not allowed to perform on Shabbos. And that being the case, we're going to be chayav for each and every one that we do. But on the other hand, in contradistinction to the Ritva, the Minchas Chinuch in his Mosek Shabbos, in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, in his long treatise on Hilchos Shabbos, so he takes the view very consistently that the principle of Chiluk Melachos is not a natural application, but rather a Gzeiras HaKosuv. Meaning to say that without a source, we totally would not have come on to the concept of Chiluk Melachos. We would have said that you're chayav one chatas for the malacha that you do on Shabbos before you hear that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. As long as you don't know that you're not allowed to do malacha, so when you do Zoreah, when you do Kotzer, when you do Bishol, and when you do Tzad, you're only chayav one chatas for all of those malachos that you would do. So that would have been that what we would have said without a source. Comes the source and tells us that there's a Gzeiras HaKosuv that you're chayav a chatas for each and every one of the malachos that you do. What drives the Minchas Chinuch's assumption of how to view Chiluk Malachos as a Gzeiras HaKosuv? So apparently the Minchas Chinuch viewed the Avos Malacha as really one set, meaning to say that there's one thing you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Lo sa'asa kol malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Then come Chazal and fill in the blanks and tell us what exactly constitutes malacha. And there are 39 different activities that constitute malacha. But since really the Isser is not to do malacha, so therefore we would have thought without a pasuk that you'd only be chayav one chatas. What would that chatas be for having done malacha on Shabbos? Comes the Torah and tells you with a source from one of the three sources that we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur that no, when you do multiple malachos on Shabbos, you're chayav for each and every one. So it seems like the machlokas between the Ritva's question, the Havamin and the Ritva, and an understanding that's accepted by other Rishonim and Achronim, and the understanding of the Minchas Chinuch, namely, whether Chiluk Malachos is a natural application, something that's intuitive that we would have known, Misvara, or in contrast, whether it's something that's Gzeiras HaKosuv, really revolves around, it can really be pinned on how to view the Avos Malacha. If we think that the set of Avos Malacha is really one, and that there are 39 different manifestations of that one Malacha, so then you're going to say like the Minchas Chinuch, that Chiluk Malachos is a Gzeiras HaKosuv. Really, you should have only been Chayav one Chatas. Comes the Torah and tells you, no, you're Chayav for each and every one. But if we view the Avos Malacha the way the Ritva viewed them in his question, namely that each and every Av Malacha is considered its own category, so then Chiluk Malachos is a very natural application from that fact, since each and every Malacha is its own category, therefore you're going to be chayav for each and every malacha that you do. So that answers our second question, namely, what's the nature of Chiluk Malachos, and what's the relationship between Chiluk Malachos and the way that we view the Avos Malacha on Shabbos. Now, what are some other practical consequences as to how we view the Avos Malacha, whether we view them as one category of Malacha that has 39 different Malachos that fill in the blanks, or whether we view them as 39 different categories, 39 different Lavin. So this really comes to a fore, and many Nafkamina mentioned that by the Minchas Chinuch. The first one is related to Hasra. What type of warning do you have to give someone if you see him about to perform a malacha on Shabbos? So the Minchas Chinuch says, you know what you have to tell him? All you have to say is Lo sa'asa kol malacha. When you see someone about to do ksiva on Shabbos, you see him about to be writing two letters on Shabbos, and he knows that you're not allowed, so you have to make sure that he knows that he's not allowed to write two letters on Shabbos, and you tell him Lo sa'asa kol malacha, don't do malacha on Shabbos. But the Tosos Rid in his Peirush on Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Ches has an amazing, amazing line where he says, no, from the fact that the Torah tells us, Havara l'chalik yatzas, lo sivaru ish b'chol mosh voseichem, from that fact we derive that it's as if the Torah specified each and every Av Malacha. So it's as if the Torah told us not only lo sivaru ish, but also lo tikosvu, also lo tizri'u, don't do zriya, don't do ksiva. And if that's the case, then the hasra that's going to be necessary to say to this person when you see him about to be writing on Shabbos, you can't suffice with lo sa'asa kol malacha. You're going to have to tell him you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. You can't do ksiva. So there's a machlokas between the Tosos Rid and the Minchas Chinuch as to what is necessary for hasra on Shabbos. Do we suffice with lo sa'asa kol malacha, or do we require the hasra to be tailored towards each and every av malacha that's being done? That's the position of the Tosos Rei. What's the Nikudas HaMachlokas? What's the point of dispute between these two positions? So again, it reverts back to how we view the set of Avos Malacha. Minchas Chinuch, Lishi Tasso, consistent with his view, thinks that the Avos Malacha are one category. And then Chazal come and say that there are 39 different things that constitute Malacha. That being the case, we suffice with a Hasra of Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha. Because really, the thing that the person is doing incorrectly or that he's doing wrong on Shabbos is doing Malacha. It happens to be that the Ksiva that he's doing constitutes an act of malacha. Whereas according to the Tosos Reb, we can't suffice with Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha because each and every malacha constitutes its own category. And since it's its own lav and own category, therefore we have to tailor the hasra that we give towards the specific malacha that's being done. Another interesting application, another interesting consequence of this question of whether to view Avos Malacha as 1 or 39 is whether we can combine shiurim of different malachos. Of course, we know that there are certain shiurim that guide each and every malacha. For example, in order to be over on the malacha of hotzah, of carrying, so you would have to carry something that's called a grogris. It's the size of like a big date. But if you carried less than a grogris, so then you would only be doing a chati shir. You wouldn't be doing the full shir of the malacha, and therefore you wouldn't have violated the malacha de oraisa of hotzah, such that you would be chayv achatas, or if you did a bemezid, you would be chayv karis eskiv. So the question before us is whether we can combine multiple shiurim. Meaning to say, let's say you did a half shear of hutza'ah, and then you also did a half shear of bishul. I'm pretty sure I have to check. I'm pretty sure the shear for bishul would be a grogress as well. So Let's say you did two chati shears that had the same shear, meaning you did a grogress of one malacha and then a grogress of, or half a grogress of one malacha and half a grogress of another malacha. When those two malachos come together, when they fuse, when they combine to produce one combined malacha of a grogress, such that you could be chayav achatas. So again, you only did a chati shir of malacha A and a chati shir of malacha B, but when you put them together, they form a full shir. So would you be chayav achatas for that full shir combined from malacha A and malacha B? So the Minchas Chinuch, again, Lishitaso says that if they were done under certain circumstances, and I'm not going to get into the details of how this would work, but he holds that fundamentally under certain circumstances, that could work. If you took Chati Shir of A and Chati Shir of Malacha B, and you put them together, then you'd be Chayav Achatas for that fused, for that combined Malacha. Whereas according to the Shita Mekubetzes and Maseches Krisos, you can never, ever say such a thing. You can't combine Chatzai Shir of Malacha. Each malacha stands on its own. So again, what's the point of dispute between the Minchas Chinuch and the Shita Mekubetzes? The same point of dispute that we explained before between the Minchas Chinuch and the Tosos Rei. According to the Minchas Chinuch, the Avos Malacha and Shabbos are considered one category, Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. And then Chazal fill in the gaps, they fill in the blanks as to what constitutes Malacha. What are the 39 specific activities? That being the case, according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's a certain shared relationship between each and every one of the malachos. Each one is just a manifestation. It's just an example. It's just an instance of malacha. That being the case, we can combine shiurim across malachos. You can take a half a shear of A and a half a shear of B, as long as they share the same general shear, and you would be able to combine those to produce a full chiyuv chatas. Whereas according to the Shita Mekubetzes, a nice way to explain his position would be to say that each and every av malacha on Shabbos constitutes its own independent category. And that being the case, you can't jump from one category to another. You can't combine them such that you cannot combine a chati shir from one malacha and put it together with another chati shir from another malacha and fuse them together to create a holistic malacha. You can't do such a thing according to the Shita Mekubetzes. And again, that would relate back to this machlokas as to how to view the Avos Malacha, whether they're one with 39 examples or whether they're really 39 different manifestations, 39 different independent categories. This also might be related to the first question that we discussed as to what is the precise source for Chiluk Malachos on Shabbos. According to Rab Nasan, that Havara Lachalik Yatza, so as we already said from the Tosos Rid, that Pasuk, Lo Sevaru Ish B'chomol Shloseichem, by singling out one Malacha, may come to say that we're supposed to view each and every Malacha as an independent category. Just as Havara is an independent category, so to Zorea, so to Kotzer, so to Bishol, they're all independent categories. That aligns with the positions of the Tosos Rid by Asura, and also with the Shita Mikubetzes with regard to Tziruf Lashir, whether you can combine two Shi'ud. But according to Shmuel, that the source is Mechal Aleha Mos Yumas. If you desecrate the Shabbos, then you are subject to Misa. So it seems like Shmuel is really viewing the Avos Malacha as one category, Mechal Aleha. If you desecrate the category of Avos Malacha on Shabbos, so then you're subject to a Chiyuv Chatas. And then it's Exeris HaKasu from the double language of Mos Yumas that we come to explain that each malacha is going to be chai of its own chatas. Now it's very interesting that what lies behind this principle of chiluk malachos. So Rav Rosenzweig explained that what really lies behind the principle of chiluk malachos is the inherent significance of each act of malacha on Shabbos. We know that Shabbos correlates to Kivo Shavas Mikol Malacho. Shabbos is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested from His creation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested from His work, and as per V'halachta B'drachav, we are to mimic, so to speak, as much as we can, as mere human beings, the actions and the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since He rested on Shabbos, so too we're supposed to rest from all of our Malacha on Shabbos. And that being the case, each and every act of malacha carries its own inherent significance. Each and every malacha is a way in which we can mimic, we can go, we can fulfill the halachta b'drachav, we can perform, or we can rest on Shabbos in parallel to kivo shavas mikol malachto, and thereby bring what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on the Yom HaShabbos on the seventh day, resting from His work, and bring that into our world and into our actions, rest from each and every one of our malachos, each and every one that has inherent significance, that it's a parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's resting from His work, Kivo Shabbos Mikol Malachto. Everyone should have a great rest of the week.